Penn Entertainment to open Hollywood Casino Aurora on June 24th. Penn Entertainment has scheduled the public opening of Hollywood Casino Aurora for June 24th, pending standard regulatory sign-offs. Penn expands Chicagoland footprint with new entertainment complex. The $360 million development sits across from Chicago Premium Outlets near Interstate 88 in Aurora, and represents Penn Entertainment's second land-based launch in the greater Chicago area following the opening of Hollywood Casino Joliet last summer. The Aurora property is billed as a full-scale entertainment destination, featuring a 226-room upscale hotel, a 12,000-square-foot event center, more than 1,200 gaming positions, a retail sportsbook, drift spa, and roughly 1,700 parking spaces. Penn said the casino will create approximately 700 jobs locally, nearly double the operator's existing team in Aurora, and will host a mix of live and private events, from conferences and weddings to concerts and galas. We are now months away from opening another premium entertainment destination in the greater Chicago region, Penn Entertainment CEO and President Jay Snowden said in a statement. We are thrilled to follow the successful rollout of Hollywood Casino Joliet last summer, with another new land-based property, strengthening our overall retail portfolio in the Midwest and deepening our roots in the community. The opening remains subject to customary regulatory approvals, which in Illinois typically include sign-off from the Illinois Gaming Board and local permitting authorities. Penn has indicated that bookings for the event center are already underway, and that the schedule of public entertainment will be announced in the weeks after opening. Restaurants, partnerships, and financing. Food and beverage programming will be a focal point. Penn has partnered with celebrity chef Giada De Laurentiis to bring Sorella by Giada to Aurora, an Italian-California fusion concept with roughly 170 indoor and outdoor seats, a contemporary bar, and private dining options. The Boulevard Food and Drink Hall, operated by McLean Camerota Hospitality, will include concepts such as Lucky Goat by Stephanie Izard, 550 Pizza from the McLean Camerota team, as well as Chicago names, Antique Taco, and Pretty Cool Ice Cream. Penn said additional partners for the food hall will be revealed in the coming weeks. These popular restaurateurs will provide our customers with amazing dining options at the new Hollywood Casino Aurora. Penn Entertainment Senior Vice President of Regional Operations, Rafael Verde, said, "Together with our hotel, event center, spa, and additional amenities, patrons will experience a vibrant atmosphere at this new area attraction." Penn expects to receive approximately $225 million of project funding from Gaming and Leisure Properties, GLPI, around the time of opening, structured at a 7.75% capitalization rate. The company also anticipates the remaining $21 million of a previously announced $50 million contribution from the City of Aurora to be delivered by the end of 2026. GLPI, a real estate investment trust that holds many casino properties across the U.S., has been an active capital partner for several recent regional casino projects. The financing arrangement for Aurora reflects a common structure in the sector, where operators lease real estate from public REITs to free up balance sheet capacity for operations and growth. Industry observers say the Aurora build demonstrates continued investor confidence in Midwest retail gaming, even as operators balance expansion with regulatory scrutiny and shifting consumer habits. The project's mix of hotel accommodations, branded dining, and an event center aligns with a broader industry trend toward integrated resort-style offerings aimed at diversifying revenue beyond gaming floors. As Penn moves toward opening, attention will focus on final regulatory approvals, the initial entertainment lineup, and how Q-tickly the new venue can integrate into Aurora's tourism and hospitality ecosystem. What to watch next? Watch for the Illinois Gaming Board's final approval notice, the schedule of public events at the 12,000-square-foot event center, and the full list of Boulevard food and drink hall partners. Local economic impact figures, including tax revenues and final job counts, will provide a clearer picture of the project's contribution to Aurora's downtown and hospitality sectors.